This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, so we're going through this list. It's from the Detroit News, and the list is ranking the 18 teams in the Big Ten by their football stadium atmosphere. And as we've gone through this list to this point, Michigan State was at number 11, and Michigan is at number 6, which leaves a top 5, and I think it's really interesting who is in the top 5. Number 5, Stoney.
Yes.
Autzen Stadium, Oregon. So just got to the Big Ten, and here they rank that stadium as a top five atmosphere in Big Ten football. I've been to Autzen Stadium once, and it was in 1998. Achilles Smith was the quarterback.
Oh.
They beat up on the Spartans in that game. I couldn't believe how hot it was out there in Oregon, in Eugene, and they were watering down the field prior to, with because it's a artificial surface. They had the big fire hose out there watering it down to try to cool down the temperature.
Oh.
And it just dried up quickly. Like it was no longer wet.
Now, don't they? That's the one that has the crowned field, though, right?
Well, all fields have a crowned field.
No, I know. But remember, yes, Michigan made a big excuse about that one. They lost to them 1 year.
Crown field?
Yeah, crowned field.
Yes, like everywhere for drainage. I didn't find it to be anything crazy. And yet, maybe that's because this, at that point, Oregon was just, it kind of had up and down years.
Was that before Joey?
That was before Joey. Like I said, it was Achilles Smith, and then Joey Harrington was the next quarterback to take off there. But obviously things have changed now where Oregon's a perennial powerhouse now, and I imagine that that place is crazy to be part of. Number 4, another newcomer, Husky Stadium in Washington. One I have not been to, one I would love to go see, right there on the waterfront.
Rico went?
Yeah.
Loved it.
Doug has been there a couple of times, and I think once just to visit, and the other time was with Michigan's broadcast.
I was on their campus. I drove past the stadium. It just looks so cool with the water. And
totally. Right there, and it says, the setting is spectacular. There are views of Lake Washington and the Cascade Mountains, and you don't have to strain to see Mount Rainier on a clear day. The stadium's design with overhanging roofs and steep seating amplify the crowd noise. This place is loud, and in 1992 set a record of 133.6 decibels. It had some good teams back in the early 90s.
Steve Entman days?
Yeah, Steve Entman.
Mark Brunell.
Yep. They had the wide receiver who was outstanding. Mario Bailey and others. Really good team back then. Number 3.
Napoleon Kaufman.
Well, way back when, yeah. Memorial Stadium in Nebraska. Another place I have not been, but I've heard nothing but amazing things about going to games at Nebraska, that the crowd is the greatest crowd ever because they're incredibly friendly to visiting folks, mm-hmm. and very accommodating, and they really get behind Big Red out there. I'd like to see a game there. Have you ever been out there?
I've never been on their campus, but in the summertime.
You've been to Nebraska?
On the summertime. Yeah, it was the summer where I went to UCLA. We drove cross country, and one of our stops was Lincoln to sleep.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in the great state of Nebraska. Number two, Ohio Stadium, Ohio State.
Never been there either.
Been there when it was more of a horseshoe than it is now. It's an actual stadium. They've closed. They've enclosed everything. I was there in 1998 when Michigan State upset Ohio State, and that they were 26-point underdogs, whatever it was. A phenomenal game. The crowd is intense. That stadium is intimidating, and I can totally understand and the way the crowd reacts to that team. They hate everybody, and it is a menace to walk into that stadium. I can understand. It says, call it the horseshoe or the shoe. It's an iconic structure shaped like, well, a horseshoe, and the crowd noise from the rabid Buckeye fans is intense. The Ohio State University marching band is one of the nation's best and performs some complicated yet unique formations at halftime. Also, Script Ohio is not to be missed.
It's funny because I was talking when Texas played at the Big House last year, and I was tailgating, and I always talk to, I try to like engage with opposing fans, you know, you're having a good time and all that stuff. People from Texas, they say, yeah, this is great. We're having a great time. I said, did you go to Ohio State the last time you were there, which was a few years ago? I don't remember exactly what year it was. They said it was everybody said it's the worst experience they've ever had. And it's from Texas.
They're savages.
Yes.
They're savages in Ohio.
Right.
Which leads us to number one.
And they'll be there this year.
Yes. Number one on the list of the best Big Ten stadium atmosphere, Beaver Stadium, Penn State. Says the atmosphere here, particularly during a whiteout game, is as energizing and intense. It's an extremely loud stadium. When things are going well for Nittany Lions and there's the lion roar, which I can't stand, the stadium isn't the most beautiful, but it's undergoing $700 million three-phase renovation.
It looks like a, you know, I don't know what they call it, tinker toy, a metal tinker toy set, you know, an erector set, the way the stadium is, because it's all like aluminum. It's, look, Penn State's pretty much in the middle of nowhere anyway, but the stadium is in the middle of nowhere. It's like in a field. It does get ridiculously loud there,
yeah.
I mean, which is really, it's cool. So yeah, I can see where that's to be the best atmosphere.
I was there once as well. It was a hell of an atmosphere there. It really is. They really get behind the football team there. The crowd is into it. Not mean-spirited like they are in Columbus. The whiteout is fantastic when they get the whiteout going there. When they do the stripe outs as well, when you get when things just contrast each other with the with the blue stripes, it's awesome. It's great. I can't stand Penn State. Admittedly, I can't stand them, but I can appreciate the atmosphere that it is. Is there anything that surprised you on this list of the 18 Big Ten stadiums in terms of the atmosphere at the stadium itself? Now, this doesn't include tailgating. This is just about the stadium itself, which I was surprised after reading what they had to say about Michigan State. It was pretty effusive in the praise, and yet the ranking has them at 11. And I can understand that the downside of the stadium atmosphere at Michigan State, it's the bathroom lines, it's the food, and that's a bummer part of it. But from watching a game standpoint, I think it's one of the best in the Big Ten to
the
watch.
The only one that surprises me, and like I said, I've never been there, you have, is the Memorial Stadium is ranked ahead of them. I've heard wonderful things about the Minnesota place because of its small.
Too.
So that didn't really surprise me.
Yeah, I'd like to see a game at Minnesota in the fall. It does look like a cool place, and you know, the fan base is now starting to become more rabid. PJ Fleck has done great things over there. They constantly win games, have winning seasons, and get the bowl games and win their bowl games. He's done a great job since defecting and going over there. But the rest of it, what I found interesting, the most interesting thing, of the top five, only one of them is an old school Big Ten team.
Right, I was going to say.
It's just Ohio State.
When you started watching Big Ten football, by this list, Ohio State would be one and Michigan would be two.
Yeah. And instead, you've got the interlopers. You've got Penn State, who was the first, and then Nebraska, the second one. And then you've got Oregon and Washington in the mix as well. It's just interesting how that shapes out. I don't have too many complaints about this list. It's just a fun list to do.
Yeah.
And really, it's when you're just talking about the atmosphere of the stadium itself, it's one thing. But I look at game day atmosphere. And the game day atmosphere at either Michigan or Michigan State is great because of this, the tailgating, the whole bit about hanging out before the games with your friends, you know, having some drinks or firing up something on the grill that you can easily put away afterwards. And there's the difference between being able to tailgate on grass versus just concrete jungles. And
so let me ask you this, because you're more measured when it comes to this than Mike. Since they took away Munn from tailgating, it's not as good as it used to be?
It's different. It's definitely different. I mean, you have to look and you know, there's certain areas that where you can tailgate on grass, and it makes all the difference in the world being able to do that as opposed to just in a parking lot. The parking lot tailgating that's NFL stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it has its place, but I mean, college, you want to experience the beautiful campus, and at Michigan State, it is one of the most beautiful campuses country.
That was the one thing I noticed when, it's not a Big Ten school, when my daughter went to Georgia and I went to a football game, because Sanford Stadium is more on campus than any of the others. And the tailgating, most of the tailgating is like in a quad, and it's everything's on campus where they have these tables and, you know, the women wear, you know, dresses and things like that. It was just a completely different experience than I was used to at the Big Ten.
I really want to experience a tailgate in a game in the SEC. And there are a number of different schools I think that would do a great job of that. I've always wanted to go to LSU and see a game there. I love the field, the striped field every 5 yards with the yard markers. And I've always liked that. I hear Ole Miss is amazing.
Yeah.
Is at the Grove. Mm-hmm. They experience all that. And I talked to Mike Valeni about it, and he's like, a great time to tailgate there. And, you know, to see a game at Alabama, yeah, I want to see one there. I'd like to go to Georgia and see a game between the hedges and all that. Mm-hmm. You know, anywhere in the SEC sounds like it'd be a pretty good time.
The Alabama stadium, it seems to me, just from afar, that it almost looks more like a pro stadium.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Maybe. I don't know. But again, it's about the whole, for me, it's about the tailgating atmosphere. It's the whole thing. It's not just sitting at the stadium.
Yes.
Which, there's a lot of places I'd like to go. I mean, maybe just take a tour of the South one time. And unfortunately, you can only get one game a weekend.
Right.
Maybe two if you're lucky, but that is how it is. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number if you want to comment on this list. Do you think that Michigan and Michigan State are overrated or underrated when it comes to the stadium atmosphere itself? That's not the tailgate atmosphere. It's the stadium itself. Michigan was rated sixth on this list. Michigan State 11th. I think really after looking at this list, what it tells me is a lot of pretty good stadium atmospheres in the Big Ten. There's some that I think are not good, and they're probably appropriately rated. But by and large, it's a good time to go to a football game, and you have a pretty good sight lines at all these stadiums. 248-539-9797. We want to talk a little bit more, wrap things up about the All-Star game tonight and what the Tigers, what we're looking forward to with the Tigers here in the second half. And we'll get your thoughts as well here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, folks, got some great news. Now, we know that it's hot out there. Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be like maybe in the 90s today. But if your air conditioning is struggling, it may not be so great for you. Well, I got great news. Call the folks over at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and they're going to take care of you, just like they've been keeping homes in Southeast Michigan cool and comfortable for over 20 years. So whether you need a quick repair, a seasonal tune-up, or a brand-new system, their expert team is fast, friendly, and local. You don't want to wait for a meltdown. You hear something going on with it, call them right now. Call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, or you can visit BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. That's BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.